Bob Rocks?
Howdy do, Ramey the Amish Comic, phoning in for Nasty Bob.
Well, hello there. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing well.
Yeah, I'm excited. You're in Maryland, right?
We're actually in Pennsylvania, right past the state line, so we're not that far.
Oh, well, there you go. The Mason-Dixon line, I guess it is. I'm excited. I'm going to be at the Parks Casino in Shippensburg, so I hope folks make the journey up to not Lancaster to see an Amish comedian. But yeah, I'm excited for the show. Folks should Google me, though, before they come out, because they often think they're going to be going to see, like, an Amish version of Larry the Cable Guy, and I'm certainly not that. So, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know if you have any questions for me, or you just want me to hoot and holler?
Well, Raymond, I understand that you're a great storyteller, and that it's not basically your Amish world, because that's you. That's who you are, but kind of the world that you live in with us, right? Like,
well, that is exactly it. If you grow up without something, then when you can have it, you go nuts. So I became obsessed with technology. And I talk about really the evolution of technology, because when I got here, like, there were no cell phones and there was no streaming stuff. And so to get lessons about technology from an Amish guy is kind of weird. But yeah, I have a lot of fun. I tell stories about just everyday stuff. Oddly enough, many people come to my show and they have a whole gaggle of Amish questions, which is kind of stupid for a comedy show. I suggest people Google the Amish, because I'm not like an Amish Wikipedia. And if I'm feeling a little sassy, I'll smart mouth them. Well, a question I get all the time is, why don't we have a mustache? And I'm like, how the hell do I know? We're more aerodynamic in the buggy. I don't know. Look that stuff up. But they do their There's some stupid Amish jokes that everybody knows that I don't tell. What does it take to make an Amish woman happy? Just two Mennonite. It's a stupid joke. I don't tell it in my show. Actually, I do tell it, but I go off on a rant, because the implications of that are that Amish women are kind of slutty and can't achieve any kind of happiness unless they're in a three-way with two Mennonites, not even two other Amish. They're going to get an earful from me, but I do. I love technology. I've got some techno tips for them. Guys shouldn't really take pictures of their junk and send it to their girlfriends, because that's like the least attractive part of us. You can actually learn stuff from me.
Oh, it's sounds like it. It sounds like there's not going to be any praying, you know, or preaching of God. This is going to be just some good, raunchy, fun stuff.
That's me. And folks come to my show and they're offended by language. I get offended by them. You really should Google your entertainment before you go, because if you Google me, it's not a surprise that I make use of language. So when you have an expectation to go see anything and you're disappointed, don't blame the entertainer, but you just did poor research. Plus, also, this show tonight is free, so people really need to lower their expectations of what they expect on their free ticket, right?
Right. Yes.
You're old-style radio. No offense, but I've been doing radio for 33 years, and I don't get to do too many of these anymore. I love old-school radio. So easy to get in trouble, but for 33 years, I managed to not get anybody fired.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Man. So, yeah.
There's no dump button here with our radio station.
Well, there usually isn't. I did Radio Ohio. I'm actually in the film For Richer or Poorer, and we filmed in around Hagerstown and stuff, and I phoned into an Ohio radio station, and I think we were live, and I dropped an F-bomb, and they were going nuts. This was all before Janet Jackson hung her breast out at halftime, so you got in much less trouble then. But I was railing on them for being slow on the dump button. You know, who's ever in charge of the dump button, don't blame me, because you assumed the Amish guy wouldn't curse.
You're right.
it was an F-bomb, and I did cover it. I said, I spell F-Q-U-E, and it refers to the space above my upper lip where we shaved that off. So apparently that was good enough to not get anybody fired. I actually really love performing. I don't go after the audience. I am a storyteller. I have a whole bunch of stories. There's actually a theme of my show, and the theme is basically women are smarter than men, and we're way dumber than anybody gives us credit for. We get tricked into doing stuff we don't want to do. Women will trick their men into coming to my show tonight. I'm sure of it. I got tricked into loving cats, and I'm allergic, and I'm a cat whisperer. I'm a cat saver. I'm a storyteller. I go off the rails, but I really have a lot of fun, and even if people hate me, they'll get their money's worth on a free ticket and just hating me. And you know, it'd be worth it to come see me just to see if you would want to pay to see me.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's free. It's at the Side Pocket Park Casino in Shippensburg. It's right off Interstate 81. You must be 21, and it's free. And it's also the Side Pocket's one-year anniversary, so what a great way to celebrate.
That's fantastic, and I have performed in Shippensburg over the years, but haven't been there for a while. And I view this as a historic occasion for the audience. When's the last time you had a chance to go to a casino in Pennsylvania to see a cursing Amish comedian? I'm like a deleted scene from Twin Peaks season 3. I'm excited about it. I hope folks come out.
Easy drive from, you know, Hagerstown, of course, Chambersburg, Carlisle, Harrisburg can come down, Martinsburg, head up 81. Come on, join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Side Pocket here, Park Casino, Shippensburg. Plus, maybe we can grab something at the Liberty Bar and Grill.
That sounds like a plan. Party with the Amish.
Yeah.
B-Y-O-B, build your own barn, right?
You can drink, right?
Oh, yeah. I can do pretty much whatever I want. That's the stuff people quiz me. Like, I thought you guys weren't allowed to drink or have a zipper or talk in a microphone. Well, you should have thought about that before you showed up to ask me. That's happened to me already. I've been doing this 33 years. A New York agent called me up. I answered the phone. He says, is this Ramney Amish comic? And I said, yes, it is. And he said, I thought, real condescending, I thought the Amish didn't have phones. And I said, well, why didn't that thought occur to you before you dialed a number? And then he was surprised I hung up on him.
Yeah.
He did call me. I thought it was a prank phone call, but he did call me back. Yeah, it's fun, and I don't even really know what to tell people to expect. Expect some colorful language, and then don't judge me because you hope to join the Amish. Folks have asked me that already. Can I join the Amish? Why? Why would you want to join the Amish? I try to be polite, but then I snap. You know, you deal with a lot of people. Every so often you're polite, And then you snap. And
yep.
When I snapped on this guy, I said, here's what I want you to do. If you think you got what it takes to join the Amish, I want you to pick the hottest day in August and mow your lawn with a push mower. So you think you're going to die from heat exhaustion. I think if you don't get to go in your house with the air conditioning and grab a cold beer, you're just going to cut your own legs off. And then don't go in and see if that seems like a fun experience for you. And if it is, you can join the Amish.
There you go. I think that's the best way to put it. And now, will they be able to know that you're there by your buggy parked out front? Or is that just not a thing either?
No, it's not a thing either. And that's the question. You know, where's your buggy? You know, depending on where I'm going, up on blocks in certain neighborhoods. But I think this should be a pretty nice event here. But there's no mistaking me once I'm inside. But that's the thing, too. Like, if you see me in Lancaster, I blend in like every other Tom, Dick, and Amos. But as soon as you take me out of the motherland, I get rubbernecked, worse, and an ass crack changing a tire on the turnpike. It's people just, it's something weird about seeing me where I don't belong.
Yeah.
So, they'll know I'm there.
Well, you are the world's first and only Amish stand-up comedian. You've definitely made a name of yourself.
I'm the most famous comedian amongst other comedians who have not become famous my own self yet. But that's a halfway decent credit, I guess.
Well, I can't wait to see you, Raymond, and hang out with you tonight at Park Casino in Shippensburg, right there at the Side Pockets. Free show. Come on, everybody. Come out. Join us. You must be 21. Right off of Interstate 81. And it's going to be a blast with Raymond.
Well, thanks for having me, and I hope we can do this again.
I hope so, too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.